Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so much to say and share. So many wonderful things to help His people grow. The more we grow in Him, the more we live in Him. There is no limit to what we can learn. We learn as much as our appetite will allow. But with that being said, as you learn from the Lord, you're inspired to understand greater things. And every interest in greater things has its own appetite. It causes you to desire more of God. Now, our God is so wonderful. You can learn things about life and about Him from now on for eternity. It's not like you can learn all there is to know and that's it. Understand this. You have everlasting life now. Those who enter the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, they will grow from glory to glory from now on. In our lives, we live 100 years, 70 to 120 years. Most people die, closer to under 100, but within that time, people become, they attain all kinds of careers, usually one or two. There are people who go to school and become a doctor. And then they may get interested in a certain aspect of that field, and they may take on another career and be a specialist in something. And some people go and learn finances or business, and then they go back to school and become a lawyer. They have two degrees that take a pretty long time to get. And then there are people who go to college. And then midway, they change their major. And then they leave college and do something altogether different. So they have almost three careers. They have three educations. And then they build their career and they go forward and work and they do what they can do. And some become wealthy, some become very rich, some just do well in life. Within our short lifetime. But imagine people with the same dedication compared to how long they live. What you will learn in your lifetime. Most people take 5 or 10% of their lives and devote it to their education. And then they build a career, and they go forward. Now, if you're going to live forever, you can learn all kinds. There's nothing you can't learn and master it if you live forever. You can continually invest in yourself and be a blessing to all society. And that's how the kingdom of God works. The kingdom of God operates without competition. We work together. The world system has much competition. My country, America, United States of America, is a free country. And it's been proven that free countries do better than dictatorships. The United Kingdom was an empire. And it has a parliament now. They vote. It became a free country, even though it still has a king, but they vote now. They do better than countries that are dictatorships. The world system is the worst dictatorship possible. With Satan in control, it's all messed up. That's the worst kingdom ever. the world system is. That's why the Lord's going to kill it. That's why he's going to judge this world system. It does not work. And it destroys the life that God created. It takes away life. And because God is in control, the whole universe is his. And he's not going to let a cancer destroy it. If you have cancer in your body, you don't want a little cancer. You want it gone. And if you have the power in you to eradicate it, you will. All things being equal, people who have a mind to live, they will live. And they will do something about their condition. And God has people that he loves in the universe. It's just like your neighborhood. If a threat was coming against your neighborhood, you love people there. You grew up there. You know the people that you grew up with. And you see danger coming, you want to fight. If a terrorist organization was coming against your neighborhood, you'd fight. Well, the terrorist organization has come against God's kingdom. That's the world system headed by Satan and people who love sin. And it's, God loves everybody. Let's put that on the table now. God loves everybody. He invited everybody to his kingdom. Everybody. And our job is to let people know. And you get some of the worst stares when you tell people that Jesus loves them. Some people, they hear the word and it begins to create life in them. Some people hate you for it. I used to pass out letters, living letters in my old neighborhood, and most people were receptive. They wanted, and it was a drug infested neighborhood, and the people wanted. I got a lot of pleasant comments when I passed those letters out in the Woodlawn Kingston area, and then I moved to Forestdale. So I did it again. I passed out 3 living letters, I believe, in that neighborhood. And some people looked at me like they didn't want me on their property. And some people were okay, and some people looked at it, and you know. But I didn't get a warm welcome as much in what's supposed to be a better neighborhood. Some people did. One lady, I thought she was going to curse me out. But anyway, sometimes people don't know God, and they don't want to know God. They love this world. They love what they know, what they approve. Now, I don't know what happened in that lady's life, the way she acted like that, but, and she wasn't, she was the worst, and then there were others that just, you know, it wasn't like it was in the other neighborhood where the gunfights were. And I learned, you know, and the Lord knows who love him and who don't. What's on the inside of a person's heart, God has to deal with. He's God. He's going to do what he's supposed to. He's going to help us out. Now, he loves us and he's going to help us go forward, but we got to trust him. We got to take him at his word. We got to do things the way of the Lord. He wants us to go forward, not backwards. And he wants us to live and not die. This is why we must learn of him. If we don't learn from the Lord, we're missing out on too much. We're missing out unnecessarily. We're missing out for no good reason. But if when we draw near to the Lord, we learn. Now, I know a lot of Christians, but very few Christians talk like they go in God's presence and learn from him. That conversation is what you would expect. When people go in God's presence, their conversation is greater than what you expect. You know your Father's voice. You know the good things He has to say. You know the difference that He makes. And when people go and learn from the Lord, it is off the chain. It is a blessing. And the more, I love to talk to people who love God's Word and who are learning from the Holy Spirit. They have so much to say. They have good things to share. And we need this information. Every individual, I desire that every individual will learn from the Lord and speak His Word and not be moved by what they see. And take the challenges of life and go forward and not backwards. We need God's Word. We need to know Him. We need to understand. We need to be a blessing to each other. The Lord our God has so much to say, so much to share. And a greater difference is made as we hear Him out. These are my greater desires. I want to see people move and live according to the Word of God. I know for a fact that the Lord has our back. And He has so many wonderful things to say and share with His people. People who love God can easily learn from Him. And they can take Him at His word, and He will honor His word. He will bless their lives. He will take them forward. Not only when they go to heaven. That's to be expected. Many people, the enemy has, through cold religion, has put thoughts in people's hearts and minds. These were fiery darts once, that you can't talk to God. And people think in their mind that God won't talk to you. But Jesus bridged the gap so that He could. And He does it legally. Anybody that draws near to God, God will definitely draw near to him or her. You don't have to be old. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be nothing but a Christian. And you have a living relationship with your Father. Not a dying relationship, not an estranged relationship. But see, people get this. The enemy did this a long time ago. Before Jesus came, people didn't hardly draw near to the Lord. But David proved that you could. Job proved that you could. They learned from the Lord. Old Testament men, they sought the Lord. They prayed. And they had a relationship. They saw visions and dreams. David said, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit on my right hand till I put your enemies under your footstool." And you can have the same relationship that they had. Now he's unlimited now because you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. You've been given new life, the life of God. It's not even normal. It shouldn't be normal that people of God don't hear from the Lord. We all need to hear Him out. We need to hear what He has to say. We need to know Him. And we need to understand Him. God loves us. So, as you draw near to the Lord, He's going to draw near to you. You're going to be blessed. And the people of God will live greater lives. As we all go forward in the Lord, God is going to move in our lives. He's going to help us out. He's going to help us to know and understand His word. And people will live if you just enjoy your relationship with the Lord. Why? Because the Lord is going to talk to you. and give you things that people need. And in the course of your life, you're going to share things that they couldn't know before. If you go to church, some people feel like they're doing nothing for the Lord. They're just going to church, going through the motions. Let me tell you something. When you go into church, you go in there, and if you're a student and you're learning, things are happening. Good things are happening. The Lord is able to help you understand things. He's going to nourish your life. Whatever your greatest needs are, He's going to help you understand what to do. And He's going to say things that will make you curious, things that will cause you to want to seek the Lord. And then something else wonderful happens. You begin to put the knowledge of God in your, it's in your heart. Just like a bank, putting money in a bank. When you put money in the bank, you forget about it. It's there. If I have a savings, it's not liquid, and I only put $25 a month. Over the years, it's just astronomical how much it accumulated. If I had done this when I first started, just $25 a month, I'd be able to buy a brand new car when I retire, or two. It adds up because it's there. Now, if you are putting God's word in your heart, over time you have a wealth of information, and the Holy Spirit can access it at His will and yours. You may be talking to a person, and sometimes a fraction of a scripture that you may not even remember where it is, you'll say that phrase and it'll hit the spot for somebody. But if you disconnect yourself from strength, and you're surrounded by weakness, what's going to happen? Think about what's going on. A good church, believers who love God. Sometimes I've known Christians that when I was out there working on cars in my garage. You know, a few guys would just come by, you know, when I was out there and just talk a while. And one of them said, "Man, I'm going to tell you something. I need this. I come here and talk because I need this. I need to hear what's being said." And it was helping. Now, it wasn't a form of church. We were just talking about the Lord in the yard. And the Lord was mightily moving. Now, this was years ago, but it worked. The information of the Lord is perfect. And the things, never discount what God can do in your life. People have said key things to me and never knew what happened afterwards. And you don't get to see people every day. Like from the neighborhood, you may see people whenever you go back. And some people in the neighborhood I grew up in, they moved away and I don't see them for years. I love them now, but I don't get to see them anymore. Not in my everyday paths. But Mr. Austin did something. He said a few things, and he prayed for me once, and I learned something. And this set the stage for greater things to happen. And he may not even realize. I never got to tell him what happened after. He let me use those Authority of the Believer tapes from Kenneth Hagin. The things that happened, you know, I mentioned it in other broadcasts. I learned more about authority, and I started, and then when the gunfight started happening, I would take authority, and people, nobody ever got killed when I learned to take authority over Satan. Now, I'm listening to the, I'm seeing and hearing the guns go off. And I say, "Satan, you can't kill anybody, you can't hurt anybody," and nobody ever died. They didn't even get shot, no bystander got hurt, nobody ever in those days got hurt while I was doing that. And I didn't get a chance to tell him yet. Never underestimate what God can do with a fraction of his word in your mouth. Now, what if you're learning continually from the Holy Spirit? He can explain himself. He can open the word to you and explain it to you. You know how dangerous you could be against the world system? You know, God is dangerous. And when you follow God, you become like him. You become dangerous to Satan, to the world system. The world system runs on deception. We live to expose the light of God's word in us, exposes all darkness for what it is. And we learn to grow and learn. We learn and we grow and we develop in life so that we can do the greater works. It's not just about works. It's about life. And the Lord cares about us. He's going to help us. And we're going to go forward in the Lord. Now, we're at the end. This is a time when the Lord's about to return. Now, remember, Jesus said the last hour. This was about the labors. This was really going to happen. He said it was a parable, but it was true. It's going to happen. The last hour of the workers in the field, the master went out and found people that were standing around idle and put them to work, and they helped reap his fields. In the last hour now, and the Lord was so happy for the people that lived for the harvest that he gained, he paid the people who he freshly hired for 1 hour the same wage he gave those who worked all day. Now, he's about to return. Don't underestimate what the Holy Spirit can cause you to do. He knows what he's doing. The Lord told me last November that he said, tell my people, this is precisely what he said, tell my people my return is soon. He said, tell my people my return is imminent. He used the word imminent, not soon. Tell my people my return is imminent, and to be ready that they be not left. Now, I like to watch things on YouTube because there are people out there that the Lord has been dealing with, and they're putting their dreams on YouTube, and it's a blessing. They're putting their dreams and their visions on YouTube. And it's the same kind of things the Lord has been putting on my heart. Now, I haven't done a YouTube video, but I have this website. And everybody I know, I've been telling them, the Lord's return is imminent. Be ready that you be not left. He's got to come back. He's going to finish off the world system. He's about to judge the world system and purify the earth. See, the meek will inherit. He's not going to destroy the earth, the planet. He's going to take it over. Just like Nebuchadnezzar dreamed he would. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, the king of Babylon, and forgot his dream. And he said all his wise men that they had to tell him the dream and the interpretation, or they die. And Brother Daniel was able to do it because he sought the Holy Spirit. He sought the Lord. And the Lord gave him the dream and the interpretation of it. And he not only rescued his life, but everybody else's. Even those, the Chaldeans and the soothsayers and witches and people like that. God is good, folks. He's coming back. He's coming back to judge. He's coming back as a lion, not a lamb. He came as a lamb. Now he's coming back as the lion. And people gonna find out how dangerous God really is. And if we follow God, we're dangerous to the world, like we're supposed to be, made in His image. Now, with all that being said, the best is yet to come. I thank God for everyone who posts their dreams and visions on YouTube. And you can tell it's the heart of God. They are not professional speakers. These are just everyday people who love God. That's what I like about YouTube. It's unfiltered. It gives you see people putting it in their own words. You can see the astonishment. Now, I'm a preacher, and I'm used to talking to people. And I tell people my dreams and vision. They say, oh, he's probably just superstitious, or he's just overzealous, whatever. The enemy gonna always try to mar you. But when you see regular old everyday people, children, toddlers, I'm talking toddlers had dreams where the Lord took them to heaven. Older people speaking the word of God in their own way. You know, people from every denomination having dreams and visions of Jesus. I love it. I love it. See, Prophet Joel said your sons and daughters will prophesy. Now check this out. They are laborers in the last hour. They're going to get the same reward that those preachers been preaching for 20, 30 years, 50 years. They get the same reward. We've been working all day. And they're going to get the same. I love it. I love it. I thank God for all that He graced me to do. And I thank Him also for all the last hour preachers. See, I had a dream about this years ago. Now, I used to work out of my truck. I had to start my own business, and I wanted to do it where I would make money and keep it. So I didn't get a shop. I just worked out of my truck so I wouldn't have as much overhead. And it was just what God needed to train me, so I could see what was out there. I saw how people lived all over this county. And I worked not just one city, but several cities. And I saw things that I didn't know was going on. People were doing things I didn't think they'd do. But I know people need the Lord. I saw a lot of problems and blessings in one day sometime. Now, as we draw near to the Lord, we learn. And as I went out working on people's cars, I heard conversations and I saw needs. I saw what was going on. And it was far different than the good neighborhood I came from. And the Lord loves His people. Everybody who seeks the Lord and learn from Him, He helps them to fill a void. And He thinks of everything. He systematically thinks of everything. And He wants us to know Him and go forward. Those that teach His word, what He reveals, you can tell, you can see the sincerity, the astonishment. Some are not used to speaking like that, making videos. These are just everyday people. And the Lord's He's making a difference. The prophet Joel said that in the last days your sons and daughters will prophesy. See, the relationship between God and man has been restored by Jesus. And now He's given His people dreams and visions, the most unusual people, dreams and visions. Not just prim and proper preachers. I love it. People are going to live because of it. And I don't underestimate the things of God. If you're hearing His word for the first time, go ahead and trust God. You don't have long now. Your best days are ahead. You know what happened in the world. You know how you were groomed to think. The world brainwashes people. God gives you light and you make your own choice. Satan coerces. God does not coerce people. He gives you light and you choose to follow the light. The best God, you know, the closest thing he'll do to coercing you is order your steps. He can call, and when people pray and activate the Lord in somebody's life, and start, when you pray for people, he can start altering their course. Satan is rushing them into a trap. But I thank God, he is springing traps for people. He will guide you around a trap. You might get mad at him for it. But because people are praying for you, he'll close doors so you don't walk into that pit, that trap that Satan has set up. You know, some people decide, I'm going to go see that woman. And Satan got a trap waiting on him. Her jealous ex-boyfriend's got a gun, and they don't know this. And they decided to go, and they get blocked by a train, and they hear some emergency news and have to go somewhere else. But if he had made it to that woman's house, he was going to get killed or shot or hurt. But because somebody else was praying, it works out, and they miss the trap. Now, I have been in situations too, where I decided I would do things that I shouldn't do. But my parents prayed for me.